This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with the Southwest Texans starts right now.
Everybody, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. Excuse me. I'm your host, the Southwest Texans, Derek Cruz, with my co-host, Greg DeMarc. And by the way, how you doing, brother? I'm just so excited for tonight's show. We have a jam-packed show tonight. It's going to be the biggest show we have today.
I am literally more excited for this show than I've been for any other.
Now, we're going to try to promote all three shows that we have this weekend. You know, we're going to be at all three of them. One of them may be at a special location, which I'm excited about. Not confirmed anything, but it could be in a special location that's close. So I'm excited for all three events this weekend. We got PWAS, we got TKW, and we have XICW, which we will be at all three. So make your way out to everywhere that's possible to Melvindale, Michigan for PWAS. Like I said, I can't confirm anything on the TKW, so if you want to get information on that, hit up Peter B. Beautiful, which on Facebook is Peter Sitcho, or go to the key TKW on Facebook. Also, that site is sold out, so you can't get tickets to those. So, what a great weekend is going to be.
Now, that's not even the most exciting news that we have to bring from the Flash 313, making his indie debut as a fan, my brother, my producer, the man, Martez L, will be attending his first indie wrestling event this weekend, and that is what I am most excited for.
Yeah, man, I'm coming for sure. Yeah. I can't wait, man.
We're going to have fun this weekend. We're going to have Sunday, Saturday, we're going to have Enzo Amore at TKW. And then on Sunday, we're going to have a jam-packed XICW show. And man, Martez is going to be on the show. So, yeah, like I said, jam-packed show. And tonight's guest, who's not going to be on this show tonight? We have the son of that last week's show, the son of the Godfather, which he's the prince of indie pro wrestling, which he is the best in the world. He's a prince of Michigan independence. He's a part of the Monroe dynasty. He is a third generation champion, Midwest heavyweight champion. He's a third generation wrestler. Mr. MM3 is going to be on tonight, guys. Malcolm Monroe III. Also, tonight, we changed the name from the Radar Wrestling Podcast to 24K Wrestling Podcast MM3, as said by tonight's other guest, which when he comes here, is going to become golden. Mr. Jeremiah Goldman, Mr. 24K Line itself is also going to be here. Do you want to kind of announce the other two guests that we're going to talk tonight? Oh, we might want to keep the last one for tops, but, you know, you want
to just say anything can happen on the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast. But I'm excited. MM3, the best wrestler in the fucking world. If you don't believe it, check the T-shirt. It's very clear right on the front of the shirt. MM3, 24 Karat Gold Productions, Jeremiah Goldmane. Man, the fastest rising manager in, you know, in professional wrestling right now. So excited to have those guys on. MM3 is my favorite wrestler. He's my son's favorite wrestler. He's your girl's favorite wrestler. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm excited for this guy's weekend. I think a lot of guys are selling him short. This guy's got some big tasks at hand these next two weekends.
We lost Daddy for a moment, Greg. Actually, he's back right now.
My phone actually lost signal, so yeah. I'm sorry, guys. The Southwest Texan is back. But, fill me in on what you guys were talking about.
I was pretty much just letting everybody know that MM3 is the best on the fucking planet. It, you know, you can see it clearly on the shirt. You know, he's my favorite wrestler, my son's favorite wrestler, you know, everybody's girl's favorite wrestler, undeniable talent.
Oh, God, yeah, don't get that started, because we all know that's the goddamn truth. You can't even, dude, MM3 is just a fucking great talent all the way around. He's faced names such as Tommaso Ciampa, EC3. He faced Tommaso Ciampa to unify two championships. He's faced big names, Crazy Steve, Abyss.
He beat Eddie Kingston last year at Warrior Rampage.
Yeah, he beat Eddie Kingston last year. That's correct. Yeah. So, I mean, MM3 is just, like you said, best in the fucking world. When he gets a chance, and I know he gets a chance, either at AEW or NXT or even Impact Wrestling, wherever he steps, he's going to win that championship, and that's going to be it. Because he's the best in the fucking
world. This is the thing about MM3. This guy will technically wrestle with the best technical wrestler you can put in front of him. He strike with the best striker you put in front of him. I mean, anybody, man, from Japan to Ring of Honor to WWE, I mean this with all my heart. He can fly just about with the best of them, you know. And, you know, the guy, he's put on a little bit of weight in the last year or so. And, I mean, his power moves, that process pile driver, the Ushigaroshi he does, he can do it to anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, phenomenal talent. MM3 is a, you know, generational talent.
Definitely, most definitely.
He has some large tasks ahead of him these next two weekends.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does. This weekend, we're actually going to talk about his match this weekend against Impact and former WWE wrestler, former ECW wrestler, Rhino, the Man Beast, the War Machine.
Former Midwest champion.
Former Midwest heavyweight champion. Yes, sir. Former XICW Midwest heavyweight champion. And I'm pretty sure that our guests of the evening, both of them, are going to be calling in a few minutes. And, man, you guys... better, you guys are in for a treat, because these guys are gonna set the whole mic off, and then I'm gonna actually want to touch up with MM3 about the challenge that Hernandez set out to his father, Mr. DBA, Mr. Malcolm Monroe.
He was involved
Jr.
in that. He was challenged as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
and we've seen DBA
challenge.
And MM3 team up, even though they don't see eye to eye at all. They went to war. Fans Bring the Weapons, the Cage of Extreme. They've, you know, they main evented Kobo. I mean, yeah, MM3 and DBA, father versus son, main evented Kobo, and it was worth the price of admission. And, you know, but
you know what?
You
Shane,
know, they were
look,
after that.
Shane
IBW,
versus Vince
King
has
King
nothing.
King.
Vince versus Shane has nothing compared to Malcolm or DBA and MM3.
Absolutely.
Nothing. I mean, they've been going for years, but, you know, that rivalry, I believe, is hotter than the McMahon rivalry. I don't know.
But when the shit gets thick and, you know, they need to make a point, and they team up, and they were the XICW tag team champions for quite some time.
Very successful as a team
until MM3 was done being a team with his dad and rose above to shine as his own star. And ever since, he's pretty much been the Midwest heavyweight champion. The greatest prize in the Midwest, he's held it.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, and like I said, man, he got a long weekend ahead of him. He's going against Rhino, and that's not no easy test. That's not no walk through the park. But you got to think about it. He is younger, and he's got some skills. So I mean, he can actually.
I think I'm in the minority thinking that MM3 is the favorite. I think a lot of people are looking at him as the underdog, and we'll probably talk a little more about that later, but especially next weekend, everybody has him as the underdog, but me. But I have full faith. I fully trust the process.
You fully trust the process.
Can you say the same?
I like MM3, and I can say that, yes. But, I'm going to my boys at LAX. I'm telling you, listen, LAX is going to, LAX is going to lay down, they laid down that challenge for a reason because they're not going to lose. I'm sorry. So that sounds like our guests are here for the night. So, ladies and gentlemen.
That wasn't on my end.
Oh, that wasn't on your guys? I don't know what that was.
I think that was my other phone ringing. I just got a message from the process himself. He said he's running a tad behind. He'll be calling us very soon.
Okay.
How fortunate are we to be graced? I mean, it's a shame this week that this is a radio show. Jeremiah Goldman is the best dressed motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, definitely. That is definitely true. That is definitely true.
Head to fucking toe, man.
Jeremiah Goldman, every time he steps into that ring, it's something different. It's never nothing twice. It's always that.
I've never seen him wear the same outfit twice.
Exactly. Like I said, it's always that night, so he don't have to wear it twice. He never does that.
I'm not kidding. Look it up on social media. The guy dresses better than 1998 Dwayne Johnson. You know, the $500 shirt ain't got shit on Jeremiah Goldman, man. I mean, head to toe. The guy, and like you said, I've never seen him in the same thing twice. Never even seen him wear the same shoes twice.
No, definitely not. And that's who Jeremiah Goldman is. He's golden.
24 karat.
And
pure.
He is on the line. We talked him up, guys. We talked up Jeremiah Goldman. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 24K Wrestling Podcast MM3. Mr. 24 Karat Lion, Jeremiah Goldman.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, the 24 Karat Lion, Jeremiah Goldman. And now resume after all the applause. What up, everybody? How are we doing? Day day.
Oh,
my man, Greg, what did you do?
I was listening
before I got on. And thank y'all for those sweet, kind words.
I just tell truth.
Oh, no, they're facts. They're not words, they're facts. You never
wear
nothing
twice,
truth. And it's always something you do.
I do.
Come on, dude.
I'll break the myth, right? You know, like Kim Jong-un cries and he poos, you know. I do re-wear suits, right? But I will never be caught dead wearing the same suit back-to-back. And that goes for same-day appearances and such. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, but still.
Like they
well, I haven't seen you wear nothing twice yet.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate that. Like, I try, man. I try to keep it, you know, like, there's tricks to the wardrobe, you know what I mean? Like, everybody thinks, oh, you just wake up and you put something on. That's what the sheeple do in the morning, you know? What real G's do is you get up, you go to the wardrobe closet. Yes, the closet. You don't just have a drawer. Why are you folding these nice linens? It makes no sense, right? Take care of yourself. That's why you bought it. You go to the wardrobe closet, you open it up, you take a look, and then you put together the ensemble piece by piece, you know? It's like every day it's like putting together a new puzzle.
Well, yeah.
And you have combinations. You could definitely, you know, never wear the same ensemble two times.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like all the pieces are there. To, like, and like I said, like, tonight after this interview, like, the check's already clear. I got it, guys. Again, thank you. We're going to go do some more shopping. We're going to hit up my man Willie in Philly. He's going to show me the online catalog. We're going to get some new stuff out here because you do got to keep it fresh, right? Like, I don't know. We all go to the shows, you know. We're all there. We all watch the wrestling, right? Some of these guys look like they just visited Hot Topic before they got here. You know what I mean? Right? Like
yeah,
did that guy just get up from the fans and just walk into the ring? Like, who are these people? Like, you're doing
random.
The king sport and you want to come in your, like, your Hot Topic best, right? Your best ICP shirt. What is this?
The ICP shirt, even with the ICP, I agree with that. Dude, also, man, are you excited for this weekend to be in MM3's corner for the XICW Midwest Heavyweight Championship match against the Man Beast Rhino?
Oh, my God, man. So I will not be in his, like, even though I do represent the MM3, I will not be in, like, I will be with him in spirit, and I will be with him behind the commentating table for that. At XICW, he is exclusively Johnny Delicious's, you know what I mean? And that's fine. That's how contracts, that's how business, that's how stuff works. Me and Johnny, we get along, you know what I mean? We're not enemies.
He is
friends,
the greatest,
you know?
Mind I know, and the second best dressed man on any show you'll attend.
Oh, agreed. A guy like that, you don't want to make your enemy. You know what I mean? Like that is a guy I am content with just being friends. Him and MM got that thing going over there at XI. Like, I don't want to mess with that. You don't. Right? If you're on a winning streak, you don't just change up the routine. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Absolutely.
So you don't.
And
don't
at the end of
there,
the day,
you don't,
we trust the process.
You always trust in the process. It's one of the three things in life that you can trust, you know, death, taxes, the process.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
So,
yeah, I can agree.
You know, like,
so how did the best dressed man and the best wrestler in the fucking world come together? How what does that look like? What does that conversation look like?
Gentlemen, it was a grueling 20 hours. Both sides brought full representation as always, you know what I mean? Like, guys of our stature don't just show up to our own contract negotiations, right? What are we scrubs? Are we green boys? Are we negotiating $20 and a handshake and a hot dog? No. We're out here negotiating big boy dollars and big boy moves. You know what I mean? We ride big boy toys, you know, like, we're big boys. We don't sit at the kiddie table. So 20 hours of negotiating goes on. There's a lot of drinks. There's some champagne, a lot of rewrites, and it's all being done on the spot. It's not one of those like, oh man, no, we have the full legal team, both sides in there. You got the lady on the computer. She's retyping up lines, printing them. Stuff's getting crossed out. It's hectic. It looks like a television drama, guys. It's insane. But finally, the terms were agreeable. If I do say so myself, both sides came out winners. Like, you know what I mean? Like, think about it.
Winners,
like,
winners.
Belichick and Brady, Nike and Jordan, man. You know what I mean? MM3, the process, and the 24 karat lion, Jeremiah Goldman. You know what I mean? Like, these are all pairings that are going to go down in history. Like, I'm not saying we're bigger than peanut butter and jelly, but, I mean, physically
not
we
yet.
Are. We're more tastier than it. And, I mean, hell, you know what? We're bigger than peanut butter and jelly, guys. Like, these are just facts.
Jesus Christ.
And better dressed.
You're probably like a toasted peanut butter and jelly.
Bro, like, peanut butter and jelly wants to change its name to 24KLPXMM3, right? Like, that's what we should start calling those sandwiches. These are facts. But, gentlemen, allow me the privilege, the pleasure, and the honor, guys, to take you out of this boring, mundane reality and to bring you into the epicenter of the new world, what we are calling reality. You see, the man who I want to introduce next to you is the Jedi Master of Joint Manipulation. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the pansexual princess and the polyamorous prince, the innovator of the Midwest strong style. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said earlier, there are only three things in life that you can trust. That is death, taxes, and the process. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, M3.
And what an outstanding. An outstanding.
How fortunate are we? Thank you, sir, for being here.
Welcome to the
The pleasure is all yours, for sure.
Oh, wow. Wow. Heel mode on. Here we go.
Absolute
How's
fact.
It going, sir?
I'm doing good.
So, Carnal, are you ready for this weekend? Are you ready for your championship match?
Is that a real question? I thought in an interview that I did with you before, I told you I don't ever have to get ready because I stay ready. There's never a moment in time that anyone on this planet can catch MM3 slipping because I am always, always, always poised in a position to strike and a position to win. And that's exactly what I'm going to do this weekend.
And always the favorite. So a lot of people are running around thinking you might be the underdog against Rhino. You want to set everybody this ignorant straight on why that could never be?
An underdog? Listen, they think that Rhino is top dog because he was wrestling on TV. Listen, the shit that they do on TV, it can't even equate to the things that I'm capable of in and outside of that ring. That's like Rhino's stint in the WWE and wrestling all those jabronis there. It was just a warm-up for his true test. He has never, ever in his life faced a competitor as tenacious, as violent, and just pure awesome as the Process MM3. So Rhino is the underdog, and Rhino will try to become another multi-time Midwest champion, but the result will be the same, and the game is always the same, and that's with MM3 on top, and his hand raised by the 24-carat lion, Jeremiah Goldman.
Gentlemen, listen. You got to understand something. The stuff that MM3 can do that you haven't even seen yet, like, it's mind-blowing. And, like, you're never going to see that on a WWE TV, right? Because it's not safe. It's not kid-friendly. You know what I mean? This man right here, this man's ready for TV, but it's rated MA because there's going to be LSV, language, sexual encounters, you know what I mean? Like, and violence. Like, the man beast. You might as well go hang out in Trailer Park with his boy Heath and just watch those kids and eat some more Cheese Whiz. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 2016,
for sure.
I thought MM3 was such a phenomenal talent, but he's continued to evolve month after month even. And the biggest improvement I've seen over the last year is the power that it seems to have been, I mean, the guy's getting bigger and bigger. They is that the current phase of the process where you are evolving?
Well, the obvious answer to the process is that it's just to always keep bettering myself. Before, I was the fastest. I'm still the fastest, but now I am the strongest. I'm the smartest, and I'm the prettiest. So
you're everybody's favorite wrestler.
I'm everybody's favorite
and your girl's
wrestler.
I'm
their girl's favorite wrestler, their favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler, their grandpa's favorite wrestler. There's no person they can say all they want, oh, MM3's arrogant, but at the end of the day, I get the job done, and nobody does the job quite like me. So it is not arrogance.
Okay.
It's simply an observation.
So another question is, last week we had your father on the show, and we let him know about a challenge that was laid out by Hernandez saying that he could beat you guys, the Monroes, with her homicide in advance, bring the weapons match. Now, what do you think about that?
I'm sorry, guys. That was funny. You're like a knight at the Apollo.
I thought it was funny too.
Listen,
but it wasn't a joke. He really meant it.
Yeah,
I
did.
I don't like my dad, but I will gladly take them up. Listen, I'm about to murder the man known as Slack in a fans bring the weapons match. What? Who the hell does Hernandez?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Challenging the process to a fans bring the weapons match. It might as well be called the fans bring Hernandez's casket match.
Wow.
MM3 is the one draw. The one man DBA could not defeat outright in fans bring the weapons, the fucking process. For the record. It's on the record.
He's the
crown
jewel of the Monroe dynasty. These are just facts, right? Like, you know who sits at the head seat at the table at Thanksgiving in the Monroe house? MM3.
Man.
Facts.
DBA, you bring up your match next weekend with Slack. That's another one that I'm hearing a lot of people thinking you might be the underdog in. Maybe some even closer than you think may think you're the underdog in that match.
Listen. Everybody can think whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. But the fact of the matter is, on September 13th, I will be my most vicious, my most masochistic, and my just straight ultra-violent self. And I will bury Slack 6 feet deep that night. The fans are literally going to be accomplices in murder, because whatever they bring, I'm going to use. Slack does not stand a chance, and he knows that. But this courage that the GCW and the Horror Slam faithful is giving this guy, it's like gassing him up, so he actually believes that he has a chance to beat.
So you have no fear if Slack gets a hold of you and just mangles you or anything like that.
Day-Day, first of all, that ain't going to happen, all right? Again, go back to 5 minutes prior. He's the fastest wrestler in the world.
Greg, hold your roll. Know your roll. Hold your horses, man. Now,
guys, listen. Hold on. Listen. We got to go back about Slack real quick, all right? Like, first of all, your man's got your man in his corner, all right? It's already... I like fans bring the weapons, right? Somebody can carry me in. You think we're gonna like? We know he's public animal number one. No, there is no God. There's only Slack. Well,
there's
guess
only
what?
Slack.
Guess what? There is no Slack. There's only the Almighty Dollar. And 24K's got that in stacks and racks, baby. And we're coming for him. Like MM3 has never ever been this ready. Like you guys are thinking this is the old MM3. This is the next step in the process, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't your old MM3.
You're looking at the new
2019 even. You're looking at a guy who, once he goes through Schlack and once he goes through the Man Beast, the world is his oyster and this man's ready to eat. You understand?
You're looking at the Insane 8 champion, Schlack. There's no God. There's only Schlack. Listen, MM3, we're brothers. Carnal. But, man, I love you. You're my brother. But, dude, you got to listen, dude. That dude went through a whole tournament.
Yeah,
a crazy
but none of those guys were on the level of MM3. Not a single one of them.
Yeah, I didn't see MM3 on that card either.
No, you know why you didn't see him on that card? Because the winner would have been MM3. Duh.
Yeah, would be a different conversation right now. I told you, closer to us than you think might feel like MM3 is the underdog. He's never the underdog.
I never said he was the underdog. He knows he's my brother to the end. He knows he's my brother, and we know this. We know this. Somos carnales.
So why don't you share your prediction with us, partner? Who do you predict walks out of Fans Bring the Weapons
out
on the 13th?
Whoa, like I said. Listen, like I told you, I couldn't pick a winner. We already said this. Like I said, that's my brother. But like I said, Schlag just won that.
There was nothing to think about. I trust the process.
He may have won this deathmatch tournament. He may have done all these things, but Schlag has never faced MM3. However, MM3 has faced every GCW guy to come into Horrorslam, and he's beaten every single last one of them.
Fact.
This will be no different.
Marcus Crane, G Raver.
It doesn't matter who it is. If their name is across from MM3's, we all know the outcome. It's basic mathematics at this point.
Like I said, I agree. We're brothers to the end, man.
Three is greater than all. That's the math lesson today. Three is greater than all.
Facts. Like Day-Day, it sounds like it's like I'm not gonna put words in your mouth. I am not a man to do that. But let the record show. But it feels like you're saying that Schlack's gonna win this. Like, that's at least the vibes I'm catching. Like, if I'm catching improper vibes, please enlighten me. But, like,
that's
you're bringing
vibe
a harsh
caught
mellow
in our
to
conversations about
yeah
it.
Yeah. Like, you're bringing a harsh mellow
whoa, whoa,
to this
whoa,
reality
whoa,
right
whoa
now.
Whoa. Slow the rolls. And listen, I'm not saying nothing. Like I said at first, I couldn't choose a winner because I couldn't do it. But I, like I said, me and my brother were brothers. And that's that.
Like, has Schlack even said anything about this fight? Like, if you ask me, I haven't heard anything come out of, like, his giant gap tooth mouth. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's scared. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, oh, you think I'm scared? Like, I'll talk about him all day. I ain't scared of that guy. What? Like, you just like, hide behind something and don't move. He has, like, T-Rex sight, I hear. Like, it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, but, like, he hasn't said anything, and he's about to go into the fight of his life. Like some may go, oh, he's not looking at it as a threat. I think the man's scared right now. I think he's hopped up underneath his little bridge in New Jersey, being the troll he is, shivering, because in less than 2 weeks, my man's about to go from being the best of the Insane Eight to another 1-2-3 on the mat for MM3.
Another jewel in the crown of the Midwest champion.
Hey, like I said, my name's been in and I ain't in it. Like I said, I didn't want to choose a winner. Me and Greg already talked about it. But like I said, they're both great. But he just won that tournament, and that was a crazy tournament because it was all the one day.
Day-Day, I want to move on to better topics, but you keep just speaking like these like incorrect things. Like, there's only one man in that match that's great, and that's Schlack, because MM3 is fucking golden.
That's great. That's golden. Like I said, we're changing names.
So we
24.
You know, I talked
podcast
about the technical wrestling. the striking, the flying, the power, but he didn't get there because he's a good athlete. He's also the most intelligent wrestler. I mean, trust me, there's nothing Slacker Rhino is going to throw at the process that he is not going to see coming, that he has not foreseen, that's not gone over in his head 20 times. And that's why he hires great minds like Jeremiah Goldmane and the great Johnny Delicious, the greatest mind in professional wrestling. All scenarios have been played out, man.
Bro, we've ran the sim over 100 million times, and the result's always the same. One person comes out on top, and they're carrying their newly killed man-beast, public enemy number one, whatever he wants to call himself. I'm not even going to say it right anymore because I don't care. Because that's how much this man does not matter. Listen, you ever hear the term a stepping stone to greater things? Well, this is a big freaking rock onto the next step on the mountain.
Okay, I agree with you, but guys, we got a special caller on the line. My MM3, this somebody you were talking about earlier, Mr. Hernandez, is on the line.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on over there in Detroit?
What's going on, brother? How's it going? Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
I'm chilling. I got me a 12 pack of Modelo waiting to hear what you guys want to say.
I hear Mr. Hernandez is throwing out challenges to face the Monroes in a Fans Bring the Weapons match. Now, Hernandez, I thought you were a pretty smart guy until I heard that. Because if you even were able to fathom the type of hype that this match will bring, that's probably why you did it. You knew it would bring you the hype. But it's also going to be your downfall because MM3 is the best on the planet today. And that's not going to change after we wrestle each other. It's not going to change after Homicide's in there with you. It's still going to be MM3 on top.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I respect Alderman Rose. I respect what your granddad did in the territory and all that. And that's most definitely why LAX, the OG LAX, by the way, wants to call out the Monroe family, to find out right off the bat who's the man. You know, we've been the man all over the world, but we haven't been the man in Michigan yet. And what better way to be the man, plural, I guess going to you and your dad.
So DBA said he would like to have the match next July for his 25th wrestling anniversary.
For a silver and a silverback anniversary, guys.
Well, if I'm not dead or in jail by then, yes, I'll definitely, me and Homicide will be showing up.
Oh, if it's bond money, man, we'll start a GoFundMe. We'll come up with it.
We'll do what we got to do. We'll do what we got to do. We're over here at the Rated R Wrestling Podcast to make it happen.
Hey, do y'all sell Modelos up there in Michigan?
You know we do, man. You know, kind of like I said, we're gonna get messed up. We're gonna get drunk off of Modelo's, whatever you want.
All right. Okay.
We're gonna get the things going, and we're gonna get the corn on the grill. Todo.
Oh. I'm gonna make sure I tell my PO. Make sure that he gives me a good report.
Hell yeah! Cause now you know how we're gonna do it, Saitama style, 210.
Most deaf. I'm down with that.
San Antonio all the way. LAX.
Oh, LAX.
You know how we're
going to
do.
We respect everybody. We respect the Monroe family. Those guys are legends. The granddad is a super legend. But, hey, we just want to find out who the best is. That's all. We don't care. Let's find out who the best is.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom line.
Respect is out the window when the fans bring the weapons. DBA will stab his own son. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Well, I won't stab my own partner, but I'm sure he will stab me.
And stabbing his own son didn't stop his own son. It's
Hey, but you seen Homicide choke out Slack with that Michael Myers mask full of bleach?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
It's gonna be a fucking match. It's gonna be a match for everybody to remember. It's gonna be a fucking a slaughter match. It's gonna be a fucking a war. That's what it's gonna be.
Fans bring weapons match. You don't get homicide. You get Michael Myers homicide. You know what I'm saying?
Michael Myers side.
Yep. So I'll make sure that I stay cool with my PO. I'll make sure Side stays cool with his PO. Come July, let's find out who the man.
You know what?
In Michigan,
Hernandez, don't even worry about your PO. Because here at 24K Productions, we have all the money in the world to bail you out to make sure you can get this ass whooping that you're looking for.
Hernando, we've never met. We've never had the privilege, the pleasure, or the honor. I am the 24-karat lion, Jeremiah Goldmane. It's your pleasure. But, sir, don't worry about it. You want to come get famous on the back of MM3's dime? By all means, I'll front that bill, sir. Let's make history, my guy. You need Modelo? You need Modelo? We're a Cristal kind of house. But, like, we'll slum it down for you, sir.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All we're going to do is we respect the Monroe family. We just want to find out who the man really is. We've been the man all the way from Texas to Nashville to fucking Timbuktu. But we've never been in Michigan, so we want to see what happens. Me and Homicide versus the Monroe family. Fans,
the Monroe family definitely runs Michigan.
That's why we don't want to. No, we said that. I said, I want the Monroe family. I didn't ask for nobody else because I never heard of nobody else from Michigan but you guys.
I respect Hernandez here. You know why? Because he gets it. The Monroe family is the trick of wrestling when it comes to Detroit. You want to come here, you got to check in. And my man gets it. Like I said,
hold on now. He coming into the with the Southwest Texan. No, hold on now.
Mr. Hernandez, like I said, it will be 24-karat lion production's honor to make this happen. OGLAI.
Let's get this done.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast in July, you're going to get LAX versus the Monroes. It's going to be a main event to remember. It's going to be a main event to remember, and there's nothing best to do it.
Brothers, I got to go back to my training, but much love to everyone on the show. Thanks for having me. I will see you guys soon, man.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hernandez has left the building. So, MM3,
the
floor is back to you.
That was cute. I love hearing from an old friend and a newfound enemy. I can't wait to beat the shit out of Hernandez and his friend Homicide. I think after I murder them, I'm gonna change my name to Genocide, because that's exactly what it's going to be when LAX enters the ring with the Monroe. Listen, my dad doesn't even need to be there. I've been waiting to catch a body, but we'll add him for history's sake, for the history books. We'll add my dad into the mix. I'll be cordial, and as long as he agrees to stay out of my way, I'm sure I can get the job done.
Now, Day-Day, before we move forward, let me guess. You're not going to choose a side here, right? You're going to be in the middle because they're your boys,
no,
right?
No, I'm on LAX. Listen. Whoa. I'm on LAX on this one. I know Texas can bring the heat, and there ain't nothing to beat because the Texans is the best because we ain't the rest.
Brother, listen, you don't trust
the
process.
He's from Portland, Texas. He may have gotten his legacy. I was
born
in Texas.
Hell on ice water,
all the way.
Right? Starving kids want food, right? But we all can't do what we want, Day-Day. And I hate to be the Grinch
on
your Christmas, but let me tell you something. If you think you're going to go to that and get an LAX victory, well, by golly gee willikers, am I
my brother
going to
be there's
bad going to
be
news
a Michael Myers massacre, son. There's going to be a Michael Myers massacre.
Yeah, you remember the end of every
massacre.
Halloween
just
movie
like
where Michael
just
Myers
like
loses?
It happened to
that's just what's going to happen.
Just like it happened to Schlatt.
They all end. They all end the same way, with Michael Myers losing. right? And then he's going to come up after we pin Hernandez. He's going to be like, part two. But we're not giving him a part
Michael
two.
Michael Myers can't even go over on his own sister. So I don't think I have any problems with Michael Myers Hernandez beating – I mean, Michael Myers Homicide beating me because he can't even beat his own sister.
Now listen, this time it ain't going to be like that. It ain't going to happen this way. Michael Myers is going to get the win on this, and that's that. That's how it's going to go.
Hey,
that's never how it goes.
Did they make, and all of them had the same outcome? What are they on, Halloween H2O or something like that? The outcome
H2O.
Is always the same with Michael Myers, and the outcome will always be the same when anybody stands across from MM3.
Like I said,
looking at the light process, at the champ.
Listen. It's going to happen.
Are you coming Sunday, Day-Day? Are you going to be there?
Yes, I am. I will be there.
Good. Because me and you are going to have a moment.
I will be there.
Like, I'm going to give you your 5 seconds in the spotlight, kid. Get ready to drink a cup of coffee on the top of the mountain. Because listen here, bud. I do not appreciate the way you have been disrespecting the greatest wrestler to have ever laced up a pair of boots, the Jedi Master of Joint Manipulation, the polyamorous prince and the pansexual princess, the process MM3. You have been very rude. You have been nothing but rude. Greg over here has been trying to run a proper podcast by being courteous and polite to his guests, and all you have done is belittle my man. Like, I don't understand it. I don't see why you think you're going to get a free promo off of us, but that's not how we do business up in 24KLP. And you know this. This is crazy to me, guy. So Sunday, I'm going to catch you. If you want to be a man, come join me at what I like to call the 24 Karat Lion halftime show, because not a single person can beat me in this game called drinking, and there's like 800 professional alcoholics on the roster. It's quite sad if you ask me. I don't even actually care about the title. I just love the fact that they care about that I have it. You know?
No,
so,
listen.
How about you put down your little cell phone camera, get into the ring, and lose, and get your 5 seconds of fame properly instead of trying to make a name for yourself off of my man's name.
Do you really want to get in the ring with me? I will be there, and I accept your challenge because I'm
good.
The best and not the rest. So you got to listen. I will
the
be there on Sunday
the
at XL.
Still not good. Like, being the best of the rest is like saying you're the smartest kid in the sped class.
I said I'm
like,
the best, not the rest.
Congratulations.
I said, I'm the best and not the rest, so you listen there.
I couldn't hear you. Right? He just told us.
I had an itch.
And, like, I felt that was more important. But, yeah, Sunday. You've accepted the challenge. Sweet. Hopefully somebody can record it for your little podcast, because I don't know if we'll be back. Because, like I said, this was – it feels like you just brought us on here like an attack almost. Like, I don't know if you're working for Schlack and Hernandez or the Man Beast Rhino, but all I know is, again, you've been rude, discourteous. Greg, you've been a peach, man. Like, we've loved you. Like, are you going to be there Sunday?
Absolutely.
Because after I trounce your boy in drinking, me and you can cheers one.
That sounds great. I'll be there.
I'm going to drink you under the table, son. I will be
you
able to do that.
Because that's where you're going to end up. Like,
you
I mean, like,
ask.
I'll even give
you
the head start.
Anybody that you know.
Remember, we're a glass joint up at 24KLP. So,
and walk
again,
away.
The chug-off is cold white claw. Bring your A-game.
Oh, God. You drink a woman's drink. It's just like you drink a woman's drink. Some little white claw. Little white claw. You drink a little girl's drink. It's okay. Mr. 24K.
What do you
okay.
drink? What
I drink everything there is. I don't
drink. I drink
Modelo
because Hernandez was just on the podcast putting over Modelo, and that's
no,
my boy
no,
now.
No,
because we both
no,
say Texas.
No. I'll drink you with the hard stuff. I will not drink no little girl.
Listen here, Whataburger. All right, you ain't gonna out drink shit. All right. Like,
I will show you.
Many
what's
people
up,
like listen. Many people think they can, but you just can't. Listen, I'm not good at
many
doing
people.
One
that's
thing
different.
Except winning.
That's different. I'm not many people. I will. you better ask NM3 because we have closed out the bar many times at Rocky before you were even thought of in Horseland.
Well, I believe MM3 closed out a bar and you sat there riding some coattails. But, I mean,
sure,
it's fine.
Sure, yeah, sure, sure, yeah.
MM3, listen here, buddy. Get your Aladdin outfit on and ride it like the magic carpet, all right? Because it's done. You've been disrespectful. You're rude. You're no longer invited to reality, all right? Your subscription's been canceled.
Sure, sure. I unsubscribed when I fucking first got it. So there you go.
Sunday, sir. The champ
Sunday
versus
the
chump.
The Sunday
24
we will see you
CEO,
the
president.
In the little corner. I can't drink no more. I can't drink no more little white claws. And while I'm still sitting there chugging a little cloud over your head.
Sounds like you've already been drinking. I understood three of those words. It was like, claw, Jeremiah's going to win. Hernandez's cocktail's good. That's all I hear.
Yeah, that's all I hear. Blah, 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 blah. So,
Greg, you got a good head on your shoulder, brother. What is your prediction
for
the Sunday drink-off? You got your boy, the 24K Lion, Jeremiah Goldman, and then you got, you know, I think I'm sweet, but I'm actually just Day-Day Cruz.
I got to say,
man,
Day-Day can put him down. I've driven for him. He's Day-Day can put him down. I'm not a drinking man myself. I'm a smoking man. But
and
you know,
I can smoke at the same time.
He definitely will be a formidable opponent for you.
But in the end, he's going to win.
Probably not.
Did you say Day-Day's going to beat me? Yeah, probably not. Who's going to win?
I think the 24-karat lion comes out victorious.
You little brown nose. You little brown noser. You already know I could put him down. Anybody knows that I could put him down.
You could definitely put
him
down.
Anybody knows.
Yeah, you
and the process prefers Coronas with fresh lime.
With fresh lime.
The freshest, yeah. Like fresh lime cut. No 10-second delay or else it ain't fresh enough.
I bought him some beers before because, like I said before, he's my carnal. In Spanish, that's brother. He already knows. We have chugged them down together. We have smoked many of trees because we're on the Rated R podcast and we can say what we want. We've smoked so many trees and we drink so many drinks. So, yes, I know my carnal. But he knows I could put him down, too.
How many Red Bulls have you brought the process pre-match? When I'm around,
I
make
beers.
Sure my guys take
beers,
care
not
of.
Red Bulls. I brought them beers, not Red Bulls. I brought him Coronas.
I know when the process needs a Red Bull and when the process needs a Corona. I know when the process needs a fresh lime. Well, give them pre-slice shit you got sitting over there in the cup.
I don't got no pre-slice shit. No. It doesn't matter.
I let
the
bartender know I'm
going
to need you to slice
lime.
A fresh lime for the process.
So listen here. Listen here. Sunday, like I said, Sunday. Jeremiah Goldman, you will be sitting in your little corner. I can't drink no more White Claws. Southwest Texan, you win. And I will throw one on you like Stone Cold did Brian Saturday.
I will never say the words, any kind of Texan wins, ever.
You
ever.
Will say that this Sunday. You will say that this Sunday, and I make that a promise.
I will probably say in talking to people, can you believe that idiot on that podcast said that I was going to say the guy from Southwest Texas was going to win? But other than that, I don't feel like that's a sentence I'm going to say.
You will say that, and I make that a promise. The Southwest Texans will beat you.
Why do you just want to make broken promises to the people out in, like, this reality, man? We're a chill, peaceful tribe up here. See,
listen,
just harshing it, man.
I don't care about that. Okay, it's fine. We'll go PG. We'll go Sesame Street on you. We'll go Sesame Street on you.
I don't know what that means. Are you going to go like a successful child TV show that's been on for over 30 years? Like, I mean, like,
sure.
Are you insulting me? I'm confused. That's a compliment. Big Bird's a G, bro. The Snuffleupagus was my homie.
Sir, yeah, only you would say that. So yeah,
Kermit the Frog's gonna come and ask you, how does it feel to have lost to the 24-carat lion in his own news jacket?
I'm gonna make you want water after you drink so many White Claws and sit in your little corner.
White Claw is
water. You're gonna be wanting some water. You're gonna want some water. You're gonna want some food.
I mean, no sense.
You're gonna want to sleep. You're gonna be sleeping by the time I'm done.
You're flustered. You gotta calm it down, man. You gotta bring it back in.
So yeah.
Yeah, get back to the reality. Come on.
No.
So back to the wrestling.
What
else can
reality.
We expect this weekend from 24 Karat Productions?
I know me. You can catch me tomorrow night in Melvindale at the Play Atlantis for PWAS.
We will be there.
But for you uneducated people, that is Pro Wrestling All Stars. Saturday, you can catch me at the must-see event known as TKW, Total Chaos Wrestling, where there's going to be a certified G named Jeremiah Goldman. And then Sunday, you already know where to catch me, at the most live event of the weekend, Cookout 4, House Party 4, XICW, Backyard Extravaganza 4, whatever you want to call it. Just remember, it's the must-see event of the weekend. It's sold out. So if you didn't get your ticket, yeah, SOL.
We will be attending all three events. The Rated R 313 podcast will be at all three events. You can catch us as well.
We will be there, so come out. Make sure you come out to all three, because I might have to
drink.
I'm going to drink y'all on Sunday.
I'll make sure after I beat Rhino and conquer the self-proclaimed man beast, I'll go ahead and sign an 8x10 written out to the Rated R 313 podcast saying that Day-Day, I know you doubted me, but I am always king.
I love you too, Karnas. I love you too. But you're going to get gored. Gored.
And for
gored.
The record, I've never doubted you.
You're going to get gored out your boots and out your Midwest Heavyweight Championship.
Listen, if you see a train coming at you and you're as fast as me, you get out of the way. So that's exactly what's going to happen when the slow man beast tries to run. Listen, have you seen how fast I move? Have you seen it? I'm sure you have. I don't know if the camera that you use is expensive enough to catch the light reflecting off of how quickly I'm moving, but Rhino will not even be able to touch me. So I will not have to worry about any gore. He needs to worry about if it's going to be a knockout, tap out, or...
Now listen.
And the process,
listen, I know you say he's
perfectly capable of all three.
I don't doubt it, but you may have met your match, and that's the man beast.
You said this 4 times now tonight, buddy. Again, that's my cousin, my cabrón, my compadre. Yeah, you're going to lose to everybody. Wow, man. Like, I'm just saying. Like, how's it going to feel to be wrong 4 times? Like, that's more than 3 strikes. Like, you way out. You out plus 1.
Out plus 1. Out plus 1. I can't explain it. I just, you know, like I said, there's two different things. There's things in the ring and then there's personal. Personally, my carnal. But you know, you got to look at the other things. It's competition. So I just feel.
If you think that wash up has been. Listen. Rhino used to be a to be reckoned with, former ECW heavyweight champion. And then he became WWE Tag Team Champion because he needed help to get the job done. MM3 is the Midwest Heavyweight Champion, and he got there by himself, not with the support of Heath Slater and his kids, he got there by his damn self with the company on his back. So on Sunday, you will see, since Heath and his kids won't be there to back up the man beast, the only gore you will hear is the utter, just straight up traumatic event that is going to be experienced by everybody at the amount of gore that I create when I dismantle, disfigure, and dismember that of what used to be a man beast.
We will see Sunday, everybody. And I will be there Sunday.
I cannot wait
to see that. I can't either.
Bro,
I can't
wait
to see that.
I just thought about this. Like, oh my God, man. All these matches coming up. We're going to have great decorations for the living room over the fireplace, right? We'll put the man beast little thing over the mantle. We'll put public animal number one over the mantle, right? We'll have space for the Hernandez.
We're
going to
be like certified hunters after this, right?
Bro, like, we got to call Animal Planet because, like, we should have a show.
You're going to need your own taxidermist.
We about to take out.
You need to work on hiring a really good taxidermist.
In wrestling.
Yeah, you hear Greg, we gotta get a taxidermist on call for us.
A really good one.
All this big game we've taken out.
So Greg, I feel that's a interest of conflict, a conflict of interest. So I don't see that happening, dude.
hey, when it comes to my interest, I trust the process first and foremost.
It's the smartest thing you can do.
That's a conflict of interest.
They just got one. We're just going to have to remind them.
My son has known since he was 6 years old. He's trusted the process from day one.
That kid's going places.
And he is growing up to be a fine gentleman and scholar because of it. He's trusted the process nearly all his life. So that's one egg that you'll never have to worry about. He will accomplish great things. And you want to know why he will accomplish great things? Because he has such a wonderful father telling him that all he has to do is trust the process.
Yes, and he has phenomenal role models like you and Johnny Delicious. I mean, he used to argue and jaw with Johnny Delicious, but when Johnny Delicious trusted the process, we trusted Johnny Delicious, and we came to appreciate the great mind that Johnny Delicious is. And he's just fortunate to have all these wonderful role models all around him, surrounding himself with winners.
He probably doesn't like Day-Day.
Oh, he loves me. He loves me. Well,
he does love Uncle Day-Day.
He loves me.
He loves Uncle Day-Day.
Someone's got to.
Like everybody does love Day-Day. Everybody loves
Day-Day.
Day-Day.
You know I love you. You know I love you, buddy. You know that.
You know we love each other, guys. We hang out. It's all love. I love you guys.
It is. But
and I just can't wait to...
You've been nothing but disrespectful today. And it is like, it's really grinding my gear.
It's all right. Day-Day's like that one friend that actually thinks Dane Cook is funny. So, like, he just doesn't... We'll just agree to disagree at the fact that you think that Rhino stands no snowball chance of hell in beating the process this Sunday. And then after I beat Rhino, you can buy me a Corona, but just make sure that lime is fresh for me, Carnal.
Only the freshest lime, bro. Cannot repeat
even
this twice.
Even before then, listen. Even before then, we'll have one. How about that one? We'll all have
one
before
that. Why
are
you trying to sabotage him before his match? See? That's that shady shit, Day-Day.
Listen to you guys.
I know
listen
when he needs a
guys.
Red Bull. Do I not, sir? Do I not know when you need a
Red
Bull?
Red Bulls before matches. Not beer. Jeez.
Jesus Christ.
Only ever once before a match declined the Red Bull, and it was because he was on his pre-workout.
That's fine and dandy like candy. But I'll drink a Corona while you guys are drinking a little Red Bull. That's fine with me. But we'll still toast it.
That's just it. Trust the process and follow along, and everything falls into place.
Hold your horses, Greg. I told you, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're going to all
It's
going to
be
fun.
A blast all weekend, man. And we are going to be graced with the presence of Mr. Goldmane all weekend long.
How lucky are we? Man, you guys probably underpaid for this weekend, to be honest. But that's the great deal we got going here right now in Michigan Independent Wrestling. You know what I mean? Like, it's a vivid, lively scene.
Yes, I agree with that all the way, man. Your character, and then MM3's, you know what I'm saying, master character is going to be great to see at Horseland. And I can't wait to see it together, because your character is over, Jeremiah.
You gotta understand, it's not just Horror Slam. Like you keep saying at Horror Slam. Yes, that's where you're gonna get to see one of the first iterations of it. But sir, we're taking over the world. And once we figure out space travel and we hit up our man over at Virgin Mobile and get on that ship, we're taking over the galaxy. Like, brother. I told you, the MM3X24KLP crossover of the century. This isn't like a 2020 tour, homie.
This is a bigger collab than Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny. Okay, this is iconic. The things that you will see with this crossover collaboration is nothing short of monumental. Like, something interstellar that you can't even fathom. It can't even be equated on the Richter scale. That's how big this is. You ever heard of fire? This is the best thing since the invention of fire.
Betty White wishes she was this dope. Shots fired, DBA.
Oh.
Shots fired.
That's dangerous.
Shots fired.
It doesn't sting, man. Listen, if it stings, that's only because the truth hurts. And that's all we speak over here, 100% no cap. All right?
Mr. Goldmane, you dress too well to get stabbed. Bloodstains would absolutely destroy the linen of the quality that you wear.
My dad can't even get near Jeremiah. Not only is he watching my back, I'm also watching his. And we all know what happens when DBA comes face to face with MM3. Like he knows. Like, he sits up at night and he like cries about the fact that he could not get the job done and the fans bring the weapons match. That's because like he's getting real tender in his old age, and he doesn't understand the fact that my give a fuck is broken. So in order to beat me, you have to kill me. And it has not been done yet, as I am living and breathing and on this call with you as we speak. No one can get the job done. And that will not change.
I'm not saying my man's immortal, right? But, like, as he said, the best have tried, and he's still standing.
I agree.
And still the top dog.
Bro, he's a lion. He's not a dog. See, that's where you guys are getting confused, right? Like, all these little dogs are running around yipping and yapping, snapping at ankles, and my man's over here just swiping them with 16-inch claws across the savannah, and they're going, whoop, whoop, whoop. You know what I mean? Like it's... When you do one of those, like, matchups, right? Let's go to the tail of the tape. It's not even fair because, like, you put his opponent's side up, right? It's a nice little chart. It looks all nice and neat. But then you got to have, like, a 20-page scroll for everything my man's done in his career. You know what I mean? Like, the dude is – I don't just say this because we have a business relationship, because we have more than a business relationship, guys. We have a friendship. We have beyond a friendship. We have a relationship y'all couldn't fathom because y'all just now got entered into this reality, you know? Like, one day you'll get it. But, like, let me explain to you. I don't, like I said, I don't just say this because we're business partners. I say this because I mean it. This is the greatest wrestler to have ever lived, to ever will live, because, again, my man's immortal, ain't going nowhere. All right?
All right.
And if anybody thinks that they're the next big thing, the next superstar, you know what I mean? Like, quote unquote, the next John Cena, the next Seth Rollins. Well, guess what, buddy? You have to get through MM3, and better men have tried, and all have failed.
Absolutely. So, are there, I mentioned earlier, the shirt says it all. Are any of those shirts still available? Three?
The best in the fucking world shirts are still available.
And you can pick those up this Sunday at XICW or next Sunday at Horror Slam. And I'll be getting my Mr. Goldmane had me a custom for, you know, I have an extremely small head, so he got a special hat he's gonna have just for me. To go with my brand new gray camouflage 24 karat production shirt.
Brother, the flyest game, or the flyest merch in the game, you know what I mean? Right? After you stop by my booth, it's the same booth. What am I even saying to you guys? Come, you won't miss it. It's the best looking booth.
Well, I will see you Friday.
OG of exclusive swag. He has a one in a kind, like one of one. Signed Cure Clan hat. Nobody else has
seen that hat.
I do.
I've seen that hat. That hat is amazing.
I have the Cure Clan hat.
He's got all the MM3 t-shirts. See, Greg is like an enigma in the fashion world. He's got all the MM3 swag. He's getting all the Jeremiah Goldman swag. Like, people aren't jealous of people who wear Gucci. They're jealous of people who has the exclusive and just a pleasure knowing Jeremiah Goldman and MM3. So Greg is one of the only people in the world who understands and who is able to say that he is friends with the process and the 24-karat gold lion, Jeremiah Goldman.
Facts. That means so much. If I die tonight, my life is complete.
And Day-Day gets the privilege of being your co-host.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
That's my tag team partner.
I don't need nothing.
Marty Jannetty to your Shawn Michaels. I agree.
No, sir. Not at all. And I don't need none of that. At all. So,
well, it's been a blast, gentlemen. I have a massage lined up because I gotta get nice and loose for these matches that I'm supposed to be winning this weekend.
So
I'm gonna get all loose and get a little happy ending. You know what I mean? So I'll catch you guys this Sunday at XICW House Party 4.
Gentlemen,
thank you very much,
guys. It's been a pleasure. I too gotta get going. Because I'm also at the same massage parlor. It's crazy. It's almost like we've been
next to each other the whole time.
Cool. So, guys, as always, you've been great. We've been golden. Catch MM3 whooping the man B-Sass all up and down the undisclosed secret location at XICW this Sunday. Day-Day. Like, bring a rag, because, I don't want to see your tears, man. I'll see you Sunday
also,
bud.
You're going to be drunk off the table.
Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.
Later. All right, everybody. That was MM3 and Jeremiah Goldman. If you got any questions about them, give us a call. Area code 646-668-8672. Martez, what do you think?
Dang, what have you gotten yourself into?
Where do I begin? where do I begin? What a show that was. I mean, gosh, that was a...
It was golden.
That was exactly what I'm speechless right now. Like, that show was fire. Everything about that show was fire. It was intense. It got me excited about this weekend. It got me excited about everything that's going on.
Day-Day's
going
to go one-on-one with Jeremiah Goldname.
And I'm ready to drink him under the table. He's going to regret ever trying to drink out the Texan. I have drinking out the best, buddy. You're right, Greg. You chose the wrong side, my dude.
Hey,
you chose the wrong side.
I told him.
You chose the wrong
asked,
side.
I said, I know that you can put him down. I know I have no place in a drinking contest with the Southwest Texan, White Claw or otherwise, man. I mean, if it ain't Mountain
White
Dew,
Claw's for girls.
I'm probably
so
not going to hang with you.
What Goldman is going to do is drink a woman's drink, and that's how he's probably going to outdrink me because I'm going to drink a real man's drink. But it's not going to happen. He's going to drink a little bit of White Claw and get a little tipsy like a woman should.
Day-Day,
he's gonna
you need to
out.
Think about this, man. You have a chance to go one-on-one with Jeremiah Goldman. I mean, maybe
wow.
You should play his game because, again, I know my brother can drink. I've driven you. I know you can drink. And, man, if White Claw gives you your best chance to win, brother, take your best chance to win.
I'm not going to drink no woman's drink. I don't even like the way it tastes. That's not going to be my forte.
That's the beauty of it. If you don't like it, you'll drink it faster. And you got some pounds on Goldmane.
Yeah, I do.
And that counts in a drinking contest.
That yeah.
Pounds aren't
going to
help
yeah,
Rhino or
does.
Slack beat MM3, but, I mean, I'll bet
listen,
you it helped
listen,
you in a drinking
listen,
contest.
Listen, like I said, I was being quiet because they were just talking nonsense. That's all nonsense that they were speaking. That's why I let them say, oh, you're going to be the co-host my ass. But, yeah, it's going to be something special to see on Sunday, to see you team up with Jeremiah Goldman and see him lose.
Oh, I'm not teaming up with anybody. I think I'm going to be filming the extravaganza.
Well, yeah, you should. It's going to be fun, brother. We're going to have fun. And Martez, you're going to be able to see the Southwest Texan make Jeremiah Goldman tap out on a drinking contest.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot I'm looking forward to, man, and that's on the top of my list, man.
They are. I mean, MM3 versus Rhino is going to be a squash. MM3 is just going to kick his fucking head off. But, man,
Jack Price, man.
versus Alex Weir, man, could be match of the night. And then there's the huge two-ring battle royal, the fun-loving criminals against the Capital Vices. We didn't even get to talk about that disagreement yet.
Listen, Capital Vices are going to take over XICW's tag team division when they beat fun-loving criminals for them XICW tag team titles.
Well, I think they win titles Friday night in the 2 out of 3 falls match against Hot and Beautiful. But, yeah, those guys could end up going home with, you know, kind of stabbed up like pincushion.
Whoa. They're going to win all the gold this weekend. So let's get it right. They're going to win the tag team title.
I mean, yeah, I think they take some gold home.
Hot and Beautiful.
But I don't think they get it from XICW.
And then Capital Vices are going to capitalize on the tag team titles in the XI because that's always been a dream of theirs. That's always been one of their
DBA
major dreams
pissed.
To have the
DBA is pissed at them.
You seen that promo that the XI made or that Capital Vices made?
I did with the like really good like video effects with
yeah,
the like
dude, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Man, I don't know nothing about editing, dude. I just know wrestling. But yes, I seen that promo.
But
it was sweet.
Yeah, dude.
But that promo ain't gonna win the tag team titles and it ain't gonna stop nobody from getting stabbed.
They're gonna win all the gold this weekend. I that's my prediction. We can all have our predictions and we can all have our opinions. And that's what MM3 and Mr. Goldman didn't understand and didn't, you know, that I had my own opinions and I don't have to state my statements and you know, that's that. But we're gonna have fun this weekend.
Well, MM3 and Mr. Goldmane, they tend to lean towards facts than opinions. So, you know, you could understand why they'd possibly be offended by one's opinion when they like to deal in facts.
Well, it is what it is. Like I said, we're going to have fun, and we're going to see Mr. Goldman get drunk under the table. And he's going to – that's
a
fact. He's going to get drunk and under the table. That's the one fact that he didn't lay out, is that I'm going to drink him under the table, and that's facts. So this Sunday night, Mr. Goldman, I hope you're still listening. This Sunday night, I am going to drink you under the table, and that's facts. And that's one fact that you failed to reveal.
He laid out the challenge and laid it out in an area that you are extremely capable in.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's I've seen the White Claw challenges at XICW. And, I mean, you use a beer, but I think you're drinking for speed,
hey,
man.
You know that Mexican drink that I like is Sesame Bone drink.
Ah.
Yeah.
See, that could be the advantage. That could be the
advantage. I got to drink some of those.
Uh-oh. And you revealed the secret weapon live.
Yes.
On Open Talk
Radio
313, The Flash, the greatest radio in the history of radio.
Yes, we are.
And
it's all things
coming
Martez,
up next, we got
brother.
The gorilla position.
We got the gorilla position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost. So stay tuned. And we're almost off the line in 3 minutes. So if anybody wants to call in and get any information on this weekend, well, at least the PWAS and TK, because XI is sold out, give us a call. Area code 646-668-8672. Or if you want to have any questions or talk about anything that happened in wrestling this week, you know, give us a call.
Man, it's all happening in the Midwest. And I am most excited again that Martez is going to be there with us.
Yes,
his first indie show. I am so excited because I know I was a, you know, huge wrestling fan. Obviously, you're a huge wrestling fan. And when I went to that first indie event, it was an XICW show, it, like, relit my love for wrestling like it had never been. And, you know, I
definitely.
Mean,
that's
when they
the same,
asked me in school in second
I
grade what I wanted
ago.
To be, I was going to be a wrestler. I was going to be a superstar. And, you know,
Hey,
my first love.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jason just called in, but I don't know if we have time to get to him. It's up to you guys if you want to talk to him the last 2 minutes of the show.
That's fine. We'll let him last 2 minutes.
All right, I'm bringing them on now. And I'm excited to go to my first indie show, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So excited.
What's going on, brother Jason? Welcome back to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. We got 2 minutes, so go ahead and let's know what you want to talk about.
What did you guys think of NXT this past Tuesday and Payback?
Payback I seen Tuesday, I have not. I thought Payback was good, actually.
Yeah.
I thought TakeOver
was
great, and I thought Payback was really good.
Dude, the way Roman Reigns came out heel after the whole matchup, he didn't show up and came out and won that title no matter what, that was just a great ending. And then to see him with Paul Heyman finally, you know what I'm saying, to see him heel the way people wanted it to be in the first place, it's just a great thing. And Tuesday I didn't see it.
They actually agree on.
Yeah,
man.
Well, there you go. See, well, yeah.
I liked that main event. Only downfall is I feel like it was a little too short to be a main event.
Yeah, it was a little short,
but it made so much sense because he hadn't signed the contract, and you know, it actually made. I was kind of irritated when the match started the way it did. And it, I actually like the timing of it, and I love the fact that Roman just came in and wrecked everyone and left. It like the finally some fucking storytelling, yay!
Right. No,
right.
But the whole wait. The whole thing is Roman Reigns. No, I like the timing also. I'm with you on that. We're kind of I don't like disagreeing with you thing, but The timing was great. The match went the way it went. Everybody got wrecked even before Roman came, and he came back, and, dude, it was just the best thing ever. But Roman Reigns needs to stay.
I mean, and they even threw a little more into it. Like, it looked like, oh, here it is. And somebody kicked out, you know what I mean? And there was, you know, it went a little further before he ultimately won. I thought it was great storytelling and a great match.
I like the way that the Fiend gave him the Man of the Claw. This is where I knew Roman was heel, when he gave him the low blow, because Roman Reigns never needs a low blow to win a match.
Yeah. Even when he was a heel before, I don't remember him doing anything like
that.
Yeah,
he's never used those kind of tactics. He's never used those kind of tactics, and he actually did it Sunday. So, I mean, that's – but what I heard is, like, I think this is a works. What about when Roman Reigns was – or when Brock – oh, actually, guys, we're out of time. We'll get back on this. But, Jason, call back
Jason
next week, and we'll talk about it. You guys, this has been the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, the Boy Hop, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruise. Greg DeMarc, stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with Steve Aaron and Macho Ghost. We love you guys.
Oh, yeah.